It's Friday. That means it's time to talk business with Sonia Sorich, digital editor for the Sacramento Business Journal.
Hey, Steve.
A medical technology company from China announced plans this week to lease space in Sacramento.
This company, Top Grade Healthcare, apparently visited multiple cities before choosing Sacramento for its U.S. expansion. Top Grade will lease space at the UC Davis Institute for Regenerative Cures, which is off of Stockton Boulevard. And at that site, it will develop medical imaging technology and cancer treatment therapies. Now, basically, Top Grade manufactures and distributes nuclear medicine imaging equipment.
How far along are these products? Do they have approval from the FDA?
Top Grade has received approval from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration for some of its products. The company's early plan for its Sacramento location is research, but it does hope to quickly begin its manufacturing effort as well. It will be seeking a separate manufacturing facility, which could have potential sales revenue of more than $100 million a year.
What does this mean for jobs?
Well, Top Grade employs about 300 people worldwide. At this point, we know that the local research team would have about 10 to 15 people based here.
On the nightlife scene, a change for a bar in Midtown Sacramento, Alley Cats, which opened on O Street in 2010.
Yes, it has a new owner, and it will now be called the Brig Bar and Grill. You can expect to soon see a military theme at this popular Midtown venue.
What's staying the same?
Food options and cocktails are expected to stay the same, even though the names of some of those items on the menu might change. Also, Alley Cats is popular for airing boxing and mixed martial arts events. That will continue as well.
Why did the previous owner decide to sell?
The previous owner does have a new restaurant in the works near the new downtown arena, so that likely was a factor in the decision. It's also worth noting that Alley Cats has a Citrus Heights location as well. Now, the owner of the Midtown location says he's not buying that site, but it'll be interesting to see what happens there in the future.
There's another restaurant story. A well-known business from the past, Lions Restaurants, is returning to the Sacramento area.
You might remember it from the past. It was founded in San Francisco in the 1950s. It once even had its headquarters in Sacramento. Now, this chain was sold. It went bankrupt several times before finally shuttering its last remaining site in Sacramento about 5 years ago. Now it's back. Now, there are three existing Lions restaurants open, San Jose, Stockton, and Vacaville. And locally, two new restaurants are planned, one in Roseville and one in Citrus Heights.
So what kind of atmosphere will these new locations have? Will it be sort of like what people saw in the past?
Yeah, it appears that there won't be many changes. If you remember, Lions had a kind of a diner-style atmosphere. The current operator of the chain says that's not going away. A menu for one of the existing sites includes options such as all-day breakfasts, burgers, sandwiches, and pot roast.
What's the bigger picture here? What does it say about the local restaurant landscape?
Well, you know, we've heard a lot about these diner-style, comfort food-type businesses shutting down. I know in the past we've talked about chains such as Coco's and Caro's closing locations, but this new development with Lions shows that it's important to remember that many restaurant operators believe that there's still an appetite for this type of diner-style eatery. It's important to note that not everyone wants a kombucha or kale salads, and there's a certain welcome familiarity with some of these change that appeals to people. So bring on the pot roast.
All right. Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
That's Sonia Sorich with the Sacramento Business Journal. You'll find more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.